Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're chatting with Jordan Roiburn, founder and editor of the Daily Gold. And Jordan, we'll bounce around to a number of markets or precious metals markets initially here to get your thoughts on, unfortunately, the pressure that these markets still are under. Today's a bit of a better day for the precious metals, as I'm seeing gold is up around $18 right now, about $10 on the futures market, trading right around 1851, let's say. Silver's also up, but let's start with gold. Look, gold's been under pressure, but 1850 in that region, still a historically good price for gold. The problem is the juniors are trading like gold is at 1200, 1300, 1100, whatever you want to say. The stocks are just continuing to get washed out. With gold though, Jordan, how much lower do you think gold could go before we get some sort of a bounce?
Well, I mean, I don't know if this is the start of a bounce because yesterday it touched 1835, I believe. And you have the 200-day moving average. You have the gap from the war move in the 1835 to 1845 area. And so looking at a chart, 1840-ish, there's a confluence of very strong support there. So it's possible that the decline could at least pause for the time being and we could see a rebound. But I think that it's definitely possible gold could test, I want to say, 1780. Not sure about 1760, but I just want to point out that, you know, in the upper 1700s, there's quite a bit of support there. But it is possible gold could come down and test that area. But we're definitely getting fairly oversold, not only on gold, but especially in the other areas.
Well, Jordan, let's talk about the other areas with silver. I've mentioned a couple times in a few of these interviews that I didn't want to see it break below that 2141, which was some intraday lows. It hit a couple times last year, held them, and then reversed back. And we're right there in that area. Are you concerned that silver could break down and open a trapdoor to lower prices here?
Yes, very concerned. Looking at the silver chart, and this is something I remember talking about this months ago, but I didn't think it was going to, you know, after the rally we had a couple months ago, I thought we were safe. But, you know, you have that support in the mid to upper 21s, and then there's support around 1875. There's quite a bit of support just below 19. I mean, you can look on a long-term chart horizontally. There's support there. I believe it's the 80-month moving average is coming in very close to 19. If you look at that moving average and you look at a 40-year chart of silver, you can see how important that level has been. And I believe there's a retracement just below 19 as well. So there's a strong confluence of support there. So I think it's definitely possible silver could at some point have a trapdoor move down to 19 or the very high 18s. But I mean, while all this sounds very negative, I would like to point out something that augurs very well for silver, especially if we get a huge Fed policy shift here in the next couple of months. And silver recently, it declined 9 days in a row. I mean, it's actually declined more than that. But there's been three other times that silver has declined 9 days in a row. And the first time was September 2008. The next was November 2015. And then the most recent was, I think, March 2020, around that time. So if you just look at a 20-year chart of silver, those are the three most significant lows in the market. And so coming off the bottoms around those points, I mean, silver made huge moves. So it's very possible that silver could put in a low sometime over the next month or two. And, you know, if you tell me that the Fed is going to be cutting rates before the end of the year, I mean, in that scenario, then, you know, silver is going to have a really strong rebound in the last 4 or 5 months of the year, potentially. So, I mean, it's getting very oversold right now, and there's could be more selling coming, but we're setting up for a huge rebound in silver. You know, I don't want to say it's imminent, but because it's probably going to take a couple months, but we are setting up for the potential for a huge rebound, especially if that coincides with the Fed policy shift.
Jordan, what about how the equity markets are reacting? Because those have been under a lot of pressure as well. And you look year to date, a lot of the U.S. markets are down around 20%, let's say. And we also have a lot of the commodities broadly down about 20% from some of their recent highs. So everything is weak right now outside of Fed policy and all this economic data. How much of this weakness that continues in the precious metals and especially the precious metals stocks is also due to the weakness broadly in financial markets?
I mean, I think a little bit of it is due to that. But I mean, real interest rates have been rising pretty aggressively, especially up at least up until the last couple of days. So the Fed's been tightening. They've been tightening at an aggressive pace. And so real interest rates have been reflecting that. So that's the fundamental cause. Because, I mean, if you look at when the stock market had at the first stage of its decline, I mean, precious metals were actually rising and making higher highs. So it's only been this last little bit where, I mean, and real interest rates up until a couple of days ago, they've been rising really aggressively in the short term. You know, and you also had a false breakout in precious metals. So that's also contributed to it. But I mean, they're all kind of related now because they've been trending together in recent weeks. And they're all probably waiting for the Fed to, you know, at least pause its aggressive hikes here in the short term. So I do think in a very short term sense, they're definitely related. And, you know, if the stock, I mean, it's trading below 4,000 right now. I mean, some investors think the Fed put is going to be around 3,700. And if you look at things like credit spreads, I mean, those are starting to widen. I mean, high yield spreads are very, very close to uncomfortable levels. So I do think that we're setting up for a bounce really in everything, not only bonds, which have been, which I think have maybe put in a low already, but you know, you could see bond stocks and, you know, gold and gold stocks and silver all rally together at some point over the coming weeks.
Well, Jordan, let's talk about the gold and silver stocks, because while a lot of people are invested in the precious metals, most people that invest in the metals themselves are doing it for an insurance reason, as a hedge against chaos in their portfolio. And those are generally longer term positions for people. But when you look at the mining stocks, you know, GDX and GDXJ have had a substantial pullback just in the last month. But when you go over to the juniors, some of them are just ugly. I mean, they're trading down at levels not seen really since the pandemic lows. Some are even trading below that. Some companies are even just trading for the cash they have in the till. So what's your take on the mining stocks as a whole, you know, specifically GDX and GDXJ, but also the juniors?
Well, I mean, GDX and GDXJ, they're getting really oversold. I mean, there's basically zero stocks are trading above the 20-day and 50-day. Now, the percentage above the 200-day is in the QE and GDXJ, it's around 24%. And it's interesting because actually in April, we had a bull market breadth signal, which really portends to really good gains over the coming months. So this is looking at that signal. This is the first time it's failed. I mean, it was 7 for 7 or 8 for 8, something like that previously. So so the long-term breadth, you know, was in really good shape. So it's far from, I mean, it's getting oversold now, but I mean, it still has a little bit of ways to go. But I mean, we are setting up for a sustained rebound. I mean, even if we see, you know, we have GDX just below 32, GDXJ in the low 38s. I'm looking at support targets of around 35 for GDXJ, for GDX around 30. And so if we plunge down to those targets in the coming days, I think that could, in long-term breadth, you know, maybe if we see that get down to 10 or even 15%, that's going to set up, you know, a sustained and good rebound. That, I mean, that's definitely setting up. It's just, I don't think it, you know, it's I'm not saying it's going to happen the next day or two, but we are setting up for at least a decent bounce in precious metals. And I mean, looking further out, I think, you know, one thing that I was wrong about, you know, coming into the year, I thought it would be all about 1900. You know, that was a key resistance level for gold. If we get above that, you know, the wind is going to be at the back of the sector. It's going to help everything. And, you know, I think where I was wrong is I think cost inflation, because of cost inflation, the reality now is that it's 2000 or 2100. Like if you're looking at a weekly or a monthly close, it's really 2000 or 2050 or 2070. I mean, it's really, silver and exploration stocks are going to continue to underperform until gold breaks above that level. That's just the reality. And, you know, that's just the reality. I mean, until gold makes that move and breaks that level, silver and exploration stocks especially, and most juniors, are probably going to remain under pressure. But, I mean, I do think that the macro fundamentals, they are shifting in gold's favor. And, you know, we need a rally in bonds. We need the 2-year to start moving lower. You know, if there's more damage in the credit markets and the stock market, you know, the Fed will have to first, the very first thing is they'll only hike by 25. Then they'll have to pause. You know, then that might be the end of it. So that's how it'll play out and how it could support the start of a rebound in precious metals. I mean, eventually, if the Fed has to, you know, if the problems deepen and the Fed has to cut rates, you know, that's when precious metals should really start to run.
Yeah, it sounds like more of a time thing right now. Just buying the time needed for, I guess, more money to filter into the sector, people to realize that there is some sectors that might go up. It's a tough environment right now. And to your point, look, the stocks are telling us that we're still under a lot of pressure here. And yeah, that 2,100 almost level, that is key to watch. And we don't want just another false breakout. We actually do need to see a full breakout to bring investors in, because investors have been burned in a lot of sectors right now, but a lot in the precious metals, because the narrative that we've heard just hasn't played out for these stocks. So, Jordan, it's always great chatting with you, buddy. We'll follow up with you next week, but boy, oh boy, this sector really just needs some more capital coming in and a bit of stability, I think, just broadly in the financial markets. Jordan, thank you, as always, for your time, man. We'll chat next week.